The 18th day of Bashan's, the passing of St. George, the friend of St. Abram. Today the church commemorates the passing of St. George, also called Georgi, who was the friend and companion to the beloved St. Abram. George was the son of Christian sheepherders, and as he grew up, George was a great help to his father in taking care of the flock of sheep. But by the time he was 14 years old, he knew he wanted to become a monk and set out for the monastery of St. Macarius. While he was walking, the devil appeared to him, disguised as an old man. He told young George that his father thought that a wild animal had killed him and was deeply sorrowed. The old man slyly suggested to George that he should set aside for now his wish to become a monk and return to his parents to comfort them in their time of mistaken sorrow, that he could return to the monastery wilderness and become a monk another day. But George thought of the Bible verse that says, "He who loves his father or mother more than me is not worthy of me," which is Matthew 10:37. At that moment, the disgusted devil disappeared in a puff of smoke, but then an angel appeared in the form of a monk and guided George to the monastery of Abba Orion. George remained at that monastery for 10 years, growing in church knowledge and wisdom. His asceticism was such that he never ate any cooked food or fruit. After these 10 years, George wished to live in solitude in the great wilderness of the Cetus Desert and went to the monastery of Saints Maximus and Damasius, called the Baramus Monastery. About the same time, Saint Abram arrived at the monastery, and the two decided to go to the monastery of Saint Macarius. There they met Saint Ioannis, the hegumen, or archpriest, of the Shahit area. He gave them a cell, or a small crude dwelling, which was known as the cell of Saint Begig. Saint Abram eventually passed away, and sometime later, Saint George also passed away there at the age of 72. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.